Hello and welcome to the podcast about the Harlem Renaissance and the jazz and blues era. And this podcast is made by Sebastian, Jeppa, Dino, and Plugman. Please enjoy. Okay, so to start off with, we're going to talk about what is the Harlem Renaissance. The Harlem Renaissance was a cultural movement during the first decades of the 19th century, in which the African-American culture flourished. The search for a better life brought approximately 6 million African-Americans from the rural South to the urban North. This relocation is better known as the Great Immigration. Many of the slaves who migrated discovered that they shared common experiences in their past, and on top of that, the white supremacists who were protected judicially were getting more violent and were growing bigger than ever. But even though all of the things that could have stunned them as seen before, it became a time of celebration for the African American people. The awaited abolition of slavery and the end of the African American people's bondage had finally arrived. But despite their success in acquiring freedom, the African-American community still had to face severe opposition from parts of white America. Hate crimes, general prejudices, etc. was all a reality in the life of an Afro-American. But for the first time, the Afro-American community chose not to dwell in the past or live in self-pity because of their circumstances. Instead, they used these common experiences from the past to create an explosion of cultural celebration, pride, and a more positive being. The culture was blooming. One artist after another published work that would increase the proud feeling the Afro-American community now could and were allowed to feel in the white man's world. One of the ways they persevered through the hard times was through music. Jazz music, to be more specific. Jazz music became the most important aspect in form of shaping their culture. Not only did it shape the culture in Harlem, but it also affected and helped shape the rest of the world. The jazz genre in itself was revolutionary with its improvised instrumental solos and its rhythms that stressed the weak beat instead of the strong, as it was usually played in music before jazz. Artists such as Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, and Billie Holiday drew huge audience, white Americans as well as African Americans. Everyone caught the jazz fever. But musicians was not the only ones who expressed their African American pride through their work. Writers and actors also played a crucial part in putting the new Harlem culture on their map. So you can say that the Harlem Renaissance gave the world a bunch of extraordinary work that would otherwise have gone lost in racial oppression. Alright, when was it? The Great Immigration served as a prelude to the Harlem Renaissance, but it's arguable to say that the movement started before the century change. Experts have estimated the beginning to be around 1917. The more well-known timeline spans from 1920 to 1930. The timing of this revolution was perfect because of the economy that was booming between the Great Depression and the First World War in the opposite order. Jobs were plentiful, and especially in the North. And as mentioned before, they all moved north and especially settled down in Upper Manhattan, also known as Harlem. And now we're going to talk about several artists who influenced the uprising of the movement. Artists such as Langston Hughes made a pact in Harlem that started a new musical era where the cultures of the African American people were blooming. Langston Hughes was famous for his jazz poems. He was born February 1st, 1902 in the city of Joplin, Missouri, and he grew up in Lawrence, Kansas. And after traveling around the world, Langston Hughes settled down in Harlem, New York. Hughes had many different titles. He was a social activist, novelist, playwright, a columnist, but best known as a respected and great poet. His poetry and fiction portrayed the lives of the working class Afro-American in America. The lives he portrayed were full of struggle, joy, laughter, and music. And Hughes made the white poet's rhymes into jazz songs, which he performed in front of a huge crowd. Many people were very inspired by Langston Hughes and began to study the creative subjects such as art, music, and acting. And the Harlem Renaissance spread throughout New York, and many African Americans started to get a name that people would recognize on the street. The African American used their music to express their feelings. A famous musician named Claude McKay used the music to inspire black people to fight for their rights, and Jean Toomer wrote plays that would capture the spirits of those who had lost their freedom, lost hope of their freedom. A lot of Afro-American people became famous and used their music and acting as weapons. Places as the Cotton Club became very famous because it had people like Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Asset, Langston Hughes, and last but not least, Louis Armstrong played there. So it became the place where all the jazz legends were born. Yeah, the African American culture was reborn, and this time not even the white America could ignore its success, so it was received well. All right, and now Jeppe is going to read a poem by Langston Hughes called I Too
sing American. I am the dog of brother. They sent me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But love and eat will and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen, then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too, I'm American.
Alright, thank you, Jeppe. And Langston Hughes wrote this poem to demonstrate the bravery and will which he thought every African American possessed. The poem is written from an African American servant's point of view, and basically what he's saying is, you, which is the white America, can overtake my body, but you cannot conquer my mind. In other words, no matter what happens, the spirit of the African American people cannot be killed. They will persevere. And they certainly did. Thank you for listening.